Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 15 with verses 25 through 28. But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." Jesus said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. It seems the world has turned into dogs, eating the scraps of salvation, trickling off the righteous tables across the world. Each and every soul has a choice to make, whether they have faith in Christ or not. We, the preachers and teachers of Christ throughout the world, are faced with the same temptation that everyone else has. We just continually seek Him first in His Word daily, calling on Him to overcome the temptation of sin, seeking forgiveness often, knowing we are sinners who need release. Some will choose to sin openly and feel they do not need to be forgiven for sharing love of your own actions as something we all have called by some as a fundamental right to kill a baby in the womb. But no, it is not right to kill anyone at all. We are applying this statement to a Christian dealing with an obstinately impenitent fellow Christian. Right over wrong is in the eye of the beholder. Your faith in Jesus overcomes the need to be obstinately impenitent, or in other words, stubbornly unapologetic when making decisions of truth, calling truth harassment, and trying to make it something offensive that needs not to be corrected. We are to believe that the world will allow you to openly fantasize about leading a life as a woman who is a man, or a man who acts like a woman, or a woman to kill her child inside her womb before its breath of everlasting life ensures tranquility. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, aka Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of a sister, the sister of Jackie. Went and saw her. She had a liver transplant about 3 months ago, I understand. It's been ongoing for some time now. We continue to pray for her healing. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for our friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. We pray for my cousins Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the practice of Matthew's gospel. Our study today is in chapter 15 with verses 25 through 28. It's a two-stanza poem with a one-lined ending. It's ongoing. It's titled, Dog Throne Instead. Homage him did she. Me help, Lord, she said. Replying, Jesus, indeed. Children's food take not. Dog throne instead. Saying she in faith, falling scraps even eaten by dogs. Master's theirs table waste. Faith great is yours, Jesus said, as he would log. Wish yours be done without haste. Our that healing daughter, he gave her grace. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz Williams. It's March 29th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got up with the angels today. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Say a prayer for us today. This is our day of being in the prison. We actually are going in a couple of times a week. Keep us in your thoughts as we practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie as we close today at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.